This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
After organizing several treks to Nepal over 20 years, Leah Ross has fallen in love with the country and its people. Leah told the Nanaimo Daily News that she now wants to give back to the country that has given me so much. Her Nepalese guide for six treks had invited her to Sedua, his home village, and a project was born. The Sedua Water Project is working to provide drinking water and latrines to the elementary and secondary schools in the village. Leah and her project partner, Bev Cole, formalized a relationship with the Social Justice Committee at John Barsby Community School in September 2010, which has helped to raise funds needed for the work in Sedua. A fundraiser on November 17th and 18th, 2012 is being held to raise the $5,000 needed to finish what was started in 2010. We're joined in the studio by Leah Ross and Bev Cole of the Sedua Water Project Committee.
Welcome to People First Radio, Leah and Bev. Leah, tell us about your first impressions of Sedua and how you became aware of the needs there.
Well, originally I started trekking in Nepal and Tech Rai was my guide at that time. And consequently, over a lot of treks that we've done together, he started telling me about his village of where he came from, of Sedua, and invited Bev and I to come into the village. And it was at that time that we started talking about how we could give back to a village in Nepal.
Bev, you've trekked with Leah in Nepal, and you've had experiences on those treks. How have they impacted you?
It really gives us appreciation of where we live and what we have in our lives. The village of Sedua is very remote. It's basically like any remote village in Nepal. Hopefully it has a school in it where the kids can learn. And things are very, very basic. We turn a tap on for water, they don't. We have electricity, they don't. And so, you know, it's primitive.
Leah, your work in Nepal seems to be an example of what has been called the volunteering phenomenon, which involves people taking what might be called vacations in places where they can volunteer and help to make a difference. You didn't set out to become a volunteerist or a trekker with a purpose. It might be a nicer phrase, but that's what happened. What advice do you have for people who are interested in similar experiences? If somebody is led to traveling because they want to go over and see if they can make a difference, what would you have to say to them?
Well, I think one of the things that's really important for me to understand is that I can have good intentions when it comes to helping in a foreign country, but oftentimes there can be a lot of damage that comes out of those good intentions if you don't understand the needs of a particular place. And the beauty of it for us was when Bev and I went to Sedua, we went with Tech, who that's his village, and his family lives there. And we had the opportunity to spend 3 days with the family and with the water committee that was formed and with the children. We got to ask them what they needed and how they would implement it. They have the skills to do that. They just did not have the funds. And so we said we would help provide that and leave it to them to create what they need for their particular needs.
You and I spoke on the phone yesterday about this project and about the interview today. And I was using the phrase I asked you, should we describe this village as impoverished in some way or even poverty stricken, which I believe I had read somewhere. And you suggested that we weren't talking about poverty. Tell us more about that.
Poverty stricken has become something that catches people's attention. But Sedua has been there for a very long time. And the people, there's generation after generation, and they function within what they have. But on a spiritual level, on a community level, they are not poverty stricken. They're very strong, and they look out for one another, and they provide for one another to the best of their ability. They're a farming community, very basic. You know, they don't have any equipment. They do everything with ox and cart, and everything's packed in on their back, but they make the best of what they've got.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Leah Ross and Bev Cole have been going to Nepal, originally to trek, but over time they realized that they wanted to give back to the country that had given them so much. They decided to help the village of Sedua, where their trusted trekking guide and friend, Tech Ray, was living. Discussion with the village elders led to the decision to provide running water to Sri Makalu Primary School. The Sedua Water Committee includes the participation of Tech Ray in Sedua, Leah and Bev in Nanaimo, and students from the Social Justice Committee at John Barsby Community School. The committee will hold a fundraiser on November 17th and 18th, 2012, called the Bazaar Soiree. Donated, gently used clothing and household decor items will be offered for sale. We're speaking with Leah Ross and Bev Cole, who are with us in the studio today.
Bev, you were with Leah in Sedua in November 2011. It's about a year ago. Tell us about the water project itself and what was going on last year at this time.
They had a very basic water cistern and a hose that would run from that down towards the school, but not close to the school. It had to be expanded to fit the needs of the village. So what we did, we brought over the money that we had raised the year previous and gave that to the committee itself, and they started the process. They got the supplies for what they needed, and of course everything has to be carried in. And now the money that we're raising this year is towards the labor costs and things like that.
Leah, what is the goal for the water project? What will have happened at its conclusion? What's the vision for this?
Originally, we started out just to bring water to the primary school. And then the committee took Bev and I aside and presented us with some of their further needs. The secondary school has had a lot of earthquake damage, and so they need supplies, cement, and that sort of thing to bring the school up to a safe standard. It was also to bring water to that school. And while we were walking around, we realized there were nothing in the way of bathrooms or what are called latrines there. It's such a basic need that that's what we're looking to do. So the outcome would be, at this point, running water and latrines. After that, if we continue to fundraise, then we will ask the committee what they need.
Bev, you've been involved in this water project, but it has an end in sight, as Leah's talking about taking water and latrines to two schools. Are you open to continuing your work in Nepal or potentially in other countries?
I would like to see this project done before I make any decision on anything like that in, say, another country.
Leah, you have a trekking company, I think, or a trekking group.
Well, I have an outfit. I call it Bistari Expeditions, where I used to lead treks into Nepal. I would organize on this end, and I work with a company in Kathmandu called Last Frontiers Trekking, which employs Tech Rai and has for many years. I haven't been leading treks recently because my focus has switched over somewhat. But we are open to taking a group of people in. If they're interested in what we're doing, we would certainly consider something along those lines.
And what are people looking at in terms of the length of time involved? And let's say, even if we could ask you for a sense of the range of the cost once you're there, let's say not including airfare.
On the last one, if you went for a two-week trek, and this does include airfare. And a trek includes all your accommodation, your food, your guides, your porters, and all of that. An average trek would probably cost you between $1,200 and $1,500. So altogether, you could do a trip there and back probably for about $3,500.
Yeah. And, of course, as you mentioned to me on the phone yesterday, and very wisely, the cost of going, if it's saved and contributed to the project, brings the people there closer to the water, to the school's goal that you have in mind as well. We have just a moment left in our conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Bev?
I would encourage anybody who's thinking of traveling to another country is consider Nepal. It's it is a beautiful country, and you'll be taken back in time, especially in Kathmandu.
Leah.
And just in closing, we are having this fundraiser. It's called the Bazaar Soiree, and it's in support of Setawa Water Project. It's at the John Barsby Community School in the multipurpose room on Saturday and Sunday of the 17th and 18th. And I encourage you, please come out. We'll have an information booth, and we'll have lots of neat activities. It's just a really wonderful way to for this community to show support for another community. Thank you.
Thanks to both Namaste. Of you. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Leah Ross and Bev Cole are members of the Setawa Water Project Committee. You can find the project at Facebook. Search for Setawa Village Water Project, Nepal. The fundraiser for the Water Project will be held on November 17th and 18th at John Barsby Community School in Nanaimo. And that's Facebook if you search Village Water Project Nepal.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.